it is Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Super Paint, Super Deck, and Woodscapes products June 12th through the 22nd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Bert Show.
Olivia wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Olivia. How are you?
Morning.
Pretty good. How are you guys?
Good. You know, these military relationships and listening to you guys for the last 8 years, so complicated, man. They're so different than civilian relationships. I mean, the dating thing is so complicated because he or she is away and there's all this time where you're not talking to each other. And then with the married couples, sometimes he's away for 6 months or a year, comes home, and mom has the house set up a certain way, but dude comes home and now all of a sudden he wants to do things his way and she's like, this is my house. They're complicated, really complicated. And you're getting a taste of that now, huh?
Yeah, I started dating a guy back in the summer who we only dated for like 2 weeks before he ended up having to leave, and things were great a month into it. I mean, it was I love you, and I mean, I'm a single mom of two, and he talked about like if we ever got married, could I adopt your kids kind of thing. I mean, it was real it got real serious real quick.
After 2 weeks?
Well, that was like a month or two into it. That wasn't after 2 weeks, no. But,
that's
after 2 weeks,
John.
He
that's
left.
That movie.
He left. He went to Texas. So.
All right. Well, I think the timing of this is important. So from minute number one until when he took off, we're talking about how long?
2 weeks before he left. We were together for 2 weeks. He was here in Georgia.
Okay.
And then he left for training.
Okay.
And so when he was at training was when he told you over the phone that he loved you?
It was over Skype, actually.
Over Skype. Okay. This is like
that
Dear
was
John.
Like 2 weeks. He was training for 2 weeks, so it was a month, and he told me he loved me and all that stuff, which was great because I loved him, and we've known each other for a long time. So.
Okay.
And then things, like, were good, and we Skyped every 4 days. It was his day off, and slowly in, like, October, things started dwindling off, and then it was only Facebook chatting, and then it was, like, then it just went to nothing. Then in October, everything stopped at the end of October, and I've tried to message him on Facebook, and he won't reply, and I know he gets on, and I know he talks to other people, because my best friend wrote on his wall, and he wrote her back, but he can't write me back, and I have no clue what's going on.
Is he still in Texas?
No, he's in Iraq now.
Okay. And it's 4 months now.
Yeah, he comes home in, like, the next week or two.
So that's why
I'm calling you guys.
So from Texas, though, when did he go to Iraq?
That was the end of July.
So he was in Iraq end of July. All this started dropping off end of October for you.
Yes.
Okay.
But you're still thinking about it 3 months later. Wow.
Well, I haven't heard anything. And people are like, well, you just need to try and talk to him. I'm like, well, I can't just talk to him. You know, he's in a completely different country. So, but my biggest problem is he comes home in 2 weeks, and I don't know if I should try and call him or just be like, hey, what happened? Or
now the warnings that he gave you before he took off, did they indicate to you that he wouldn't be in contact with you for months at a time?
Yeah, he said, you know, what if I can't talk to you the whole time I'm over there? I was like, well, that's fine. I mean, I told him I'd wait, and he said, you know, if you find somebody while I'm gone, don't send me a Dear John letter until the day before I leave, or, you know, don't let me know until the day before I come home. Because he didn't want to be hit with, my girlfriend just broke up with me while I'm in Iraq.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
But the key ingredient in this also is that you do see him messaging on Facebook with other people,
right,
but he's not answering yours.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Even,
saying,
like, my best friend, he answered her, but he can't answer me, so.
Well, to me, that's a clue. You know, that's not like he's...
I'm figuring things are over, but I just don't know what happened. That's what I want to know. I want to be like, did you meet somebody while you're over there? Which I know is pretty much against the rules. You can't really hook up while you're deployed, but
I think in this case, we can only take advice from people in the military.
Yeah.
Because
as
a civilian, it seems very cut and dry to us.
Yeah.
But there are different rules and, you know, things are different
it's
in
a
the
whole
military.
Yeah, that's the world.
Good morning, Chris. You are on Q100. Hello?
Unless
you don't want to.
Hello?
Yeah, there you go.
What's going on?
Alpha, Bravo, Victor, Charlie.
Good morning, Rocky. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, good morning. A couple of things on this that I can give you. I've got about 3 deployments downrange under my belt, and I've been doing it for about 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
She probably needs to cut her losses. If he's talking to other people, it's obvious that he's not in a job where his communication is limited.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of guys, before they, you know, kick out to go downrange, you know, the nerves and everything start getting to you, and you want to have some kind of tie back home.
Mm-hmm.
And so people will make those ties, and then they get downrange, and a lot of people don't think you can hook up downrange, but it happens all the time.
Yeah, I figured it did.
It really does. I hate to, you know, I don't want to be a heartbreaker to her, but this kind of thing happens. I was a first sergeant for a long time. And I've seen a lot of guys break a lot of girls' hearts and vice versa.
So you think that he was setting roots before he took off because he didn't know what the future held,
mm-hmm.
and then realized the future wasn't all that bad, and now he's getting cold and breaking up with her?
Absolutely, and he probably just don't have the heart to say it.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. And you were in military for how long?
I'm still in. I'm stationed here in Atlanta, and I've been in for 25 years.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rocky. Appreciate it.
Okay. All right, guys.
I think every guy in the military should be named Rocky.
Rocky.
Mm-hmm. Every single
25
one.
25 years. I mean, you can, and every time we talk to, you know, seasoned, you know, military men, they have that certain aggressiveness and confidence in their voice, you know? You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Love it.
Hey, Joe?
I just want to say you have a great show. I listen to it every morning.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Been in about 4 years. I'm stationed at in Atlanta, Fort McPherson. And, you know, I think the thing is she's only been going out with the guy for 2 weeks. So, yeah, like First Sergeant said, you know, it's probably true that it was nerves. And, you know, I've never been deployed, but, of course, I have many, many friends that have. And currently one of my best friends has been married to his wife 3 years. She just went downrange. And, you know, 3-year marriage is tough on them. He mm-hmm. says she's a totally different person. She's dealing with stuff that you don't deal with as you're training or stationed stateside. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you rely more on your section, your unit there to make the friends that are going to really help you through it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think probably after dating only 2 weeks, maybe she should call him when he gets back. But, you know, it's probably just, you know, probably just over. I mean, 2 weeks is more like a fling, I would say.
Yeah, why would she even call him at all? Like, wouldn't that be a sure sign? Like, if he comes home
and he doesn't... Yeah, if he comes home and calls her, that's one thing.
Right.
But, you know, I think it depends how much, you know, she's trying to contact him. You know, maybe he just doesn't have the time to call her, but it's probably just now he's in Iraq, he's doing what he's training for, and At this point, you know, maybe he did find someone. It's true. A lot of people do hook up. I mean, statistics show there is a lot of pregnancies going on overseas.
Mm-hmm.
So,
go ahead.
Well, I just think that, as, you know, especially our first caller from the first sergeant talking about, you know, the mentality going into it that, you know, a civilian can't understand. So there's, you know, there's a part of me that is not as harsh on him than I would be maybe another guy who's just blowing you off, because I do think that maybe his conversation with you about a future and about marriage and about your kids and everything, I mean, none of us can imagine what it's like
of
what our mind's thinking when we're about to be deployed in what we have perceived to be such a hostile environment. And so, you know, it may just, be the case where he got there and he just doesn't feel the same, and it's, you know, no harm, no foul. It's just move on.
Hey, Olivia, are you capable of just letting this play out? I mean, you know he's going to be back in a couple of weeks. The sure sign for you would be if he calls you or not. So if he's in town and he doesn't call and he leaves, then you know it's over. But if you continue to pursue, then you're still going to have this question. Is it on? Is it off? But you can get some answers here by just not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, and that was kind of what I was planning on doing. I was just seeing what he did when he got home. But we were together, I mean, together in the same state for 2 weeks, but we were together from, you know, June to October, as far as I knew, until he stopped, you know, talking to me.
Right.
So it was longer than 2 weeks. But
it does sound like to me, though, that you were kind of his security blanket.
That's And I told him that when we first started talking. I was like, I don't want to be, you know, some, like, booty call before you leave or, you know, some little thing, you know, you've got back home, you know. So I kind of tried to express that. And I don't have time for that. I mean, I'm a single mom. I don't have time to waste time with somebody dragging me on like that.
I know, but to me, again, if it's somebody in the military, I just, it just, who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, and I understand, like, you have no idea what they're going through and all that kind of stuff.
Who knows what he's been through?
And that's why I haven't tried to really say anything while he's been there. I've just kind of let it play out since October and just kind of, you know, wrote him a couple messages saying, hope you're doing good, you know, be safe kind of thing, and just...
And you've never heard back from him, though?
No.
Okay, here is Ashley. We'll take one more call on this. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, how are y'all?
Hey, we got Olivia here who is dating a guy right before he takes off from for Iraq. Says, look, I love you. I can't wait to get involved with you. Then he gets over to Iraq. And he's Facebooking everybody else, but hasn't talked to her, hasn't been in communication with her, but has been with everybody else.
I had a sort of a similar situation. He was in Afghanistan, though, and he wasn't able to Facebook, or he could call maybe once every 2 months. But before he left, we dated for a little over a year before he left, so things were really serious when he left. And for the first 6 months he was over there, we would send letters, and, you know, I mean, once a week at least, I got a letter, and I would send him a letter, and he would send me just some different things, and after about 6 months, the letters just completely stopped. I just stopped getting letters, and he couldn't call or Facebook, so I had no idea if something had happened to him. He ended up coming back. Like, he contacted me and told me he was coming back. He visited, and he had, like, a weekend, and then he went back. And after he was gone a total of a year, and by the time he came back the second time, we didn't really talk. We never really broke up. He just kind of stopped talking. And when he got back, he called me and told me he was getting married. And he had ended up, they allowed him another visitation. And he came back and visited and didn't tell me and met someone while he was home and then went back. So I don't know if he's had any visitations, but it's possible that maybe he came back and didn't tell her and met someone then. But the thing, he's married now, and we still keep in touch, and we had talked about it, and he says that once you get over there, you just change. He said that, you know, like the first guy said, he wanted to have someone to come home to, so he kind of, you know, had that girlfriend back at home as a safety net, but once he got over there, you know, I think their whole mentality just changes. And
now that could, I mean, that's worst case scenario stuff there for you, Olivia. Right. But I mean,
he's only gone for 6 months, and they don't get R&R like that when they do for a year. So I know he didn't come home at all. Because I mean, and I'm friends with his mom on Facebook and everything, and my mom and his mom went to high school together. So
I would just let it go. I think you need to let it go. And I think that you know, I don't know if the term safety net sits well with me. I think it's motivation. I could only imagine that when you're over there, you want something to motivate you to stay alive, to get home. So, I mean,
I think
that would be flattering, but I do think you need to let it go now.
I'd be real careful about the at-home booty call also when he comes back and then he starts calling. Because you sound like you'd sort of be vulnerable to that so I would just warn you for that.
Yeah.
Although, well, I mean, you may be serving your country. That's the way that you got to serve your country.
How many guys have used that on a girl? You know what? It's really for the United States.
I mean, you got to do, you got to do what's right as an American.
You got to do your duty.
Hey, Olivia, will you call us in a couple of weeks and let us know how it plays out?
Definitely. Thanks, guys.
All right. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Get it. The Bird Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.